Brethren, there is nothing more that I would like to do than to see God. Amen. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. We sing that song quite often, but I think oftentimes we don't take time to consider that the church is indeed that. That the church is a militant church. We live in a world today that looks down on anything being thought of or being considered militant. However, brethren, that is exactly what we ought to be, is militant. And the topic assigned to me at this moment, as David just said, is the anatomy of a Christian soldier. That is the anatomy of a militant child of God. And I am to speak on his eyes. I think David gave me that topic because he's jealous of my ocean blue eyes that I have. But brethren, the eyes, as Brother Nelson mentioned a moment ago, he talked about the heart, and we have to take the time to consider that the eyes are indeed the window to the heart. For you see, brethren, it's also not only what I hear, but it's what I see, what I put into my heart that will ultimately define what comes out of my heart. And we have to consider the importance of our eyes. But not only that, we must consider the importance of our eyes as being a Christian soldier. Because you go to join the army, guess what's one of the first things they check? You get an eye test. You want to know why? Because they don't want blind soldiers. Could you imagine, brethren, a medieval battle and the guy's blind just brandishing one of these swords here like crazy. Doesn't know what he can see. Doesn't know anything. He's swinging it around. Arrows going everywhere. He'll last in that battle longer than a crippled hedgehog trying to get across 95. It will not last very long. Why? Because he cannot see. A soldier has to be able to see. But why is that? Why is the eyesight an important aspect of the anatomy of a Christian soldier? Because somebody might be thinking and saying, well, oh no, he's saying if you're blind, you can't be a Christian soldier. Oh, not at all. Because it was our Lord who said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 16, you know, he said, blessed are you for why? Because you can see. Not physically, spiritually. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, the Apostle Paul talks about that passage we know very well where we can what? See the unseen. Because you see, brethren, we're soldiers that aren't looking around and seeing what's round abouting us and allowing that to cause us to become willing, forceful, militant soldiers. It's what we can look beyond the physical. We can look beyond this world and see what we have and that for which we can hope. And that will be the driving force that we can have to cause us to be faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because, brethren, the Christian soldier must see. Why? Because first and foremost, if you're going to be a soldier, you've got to be able to see your commander. Is that not true? Who's our commander? Is our commander not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? The statement was made just a while back about the very fact that Jesus Christ is indeed the King over His kingdom. That Jesus Christ is the commander of the Christian army. And that commander has what? He has authority, does he not? Do we not live and look to our King, our Commander, and get from Him the authority to do everything we are to do in this world? Absolutely. We live in a world today that completely rejects authority. But I tell you this, brethren, there's nothing better, there's not a better life one can live than living by under the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Than living under the authority of our King, than taking those orders from our Commander and doing them the way in which He said to do them. Brethren, that's the Christian life. That's what we have to do. So we have to understand, brethren, this namby-pamby, it doesn't matter what I believe as long as I'm happy stuff doesn't work. Does matter what the commander says. It does matter what you believe. We'll get into that in just a moment. But brethren, Jesus Christ said what? I am the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation 1:8. That is who we serve. That is who we must see with our eyes. The exact same way that anyone might have looked back in any of the wars in the past and saw their commander, knew exactly what they wanted to do. Could you imagine Dwight Eisenhower and telling all the soldiers on the day of Normandy, just get out there and do what you want to do. Do what makes you feel good. I would have jumped over the back and swam home to my mama. But does it not bring home the point? When we see our Lord, we can fight and see our commander. But secondly, not only must a Christian soldier be able to see their commander, you've also got to be able to see your fellow soldiers, right? Because if you're going to go to war blind and start brandishing that sword like this one right here, just imagine if our brother was blindfolded and he pulled that out. I guarantee you David would not have sat still. He would have been out of there. But we've got to be able to see our fellow soldiers. We've got to be able to see those who are on our side. It was the prophet Amos who asked very, very adequately in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except what? Except they be agreed. Now when we go to fight, when we go to see, we have to see who's on our side. We know who is on our side. By what? Go back to our previous point. By the ones who see, know, and obey and follow the authority of our commander. It's right there. It's not hard to imagine. We've got to see our commander. We've got to see our Lord. We've got to see our fellow soldiers. We have to know who it is on our side. But not only that, brethren, we also got to see ourselves, do we not? I'm sure anybody here that's either been in the Army or the Navy or any other such place like that, I'm sure you never woke up one morning and thought, you know what, I don't think I need to iron my pants this morning. I think I'll be fine and I'll get away with it. Some of you guys are laughing because you know what I'm talking about. Oh boy, they'd eat you alive if you showed up looking any less than your best. What do those soldiers do when they get ready? They go, they look in the mirror. They see themselves in the mirror. They make sure they're in uniform. And they make sure they're in uniform to the top absolute standards that they are to have. And brethren, that's what we must be as Christian soldiers. We've heard it over and over again already in talking. The armor of God that we're to put on. And we're to take that, walk into this spiritual mirror and look into it. James chapter 1. And make sure that I look the way that I am supposed to look spiritually. To make sure I can look and know that I am prepared for battle. Oh, he asks there in James, he says, but whoso looketh into that perfect law of liberty, sees what manner of person he is, walks away, acts like he didn't look like the walking dead when he looked into it to begin with. Oh, that's a frightening thing, brethren. How often do we look into the spiritual mirror of God's truth and ensure that we are up to par, that we are up to standard in all that we do, in fighting the Christian fight? David's greasing that clock, man. But also, brethren, we must be able to see our terrain. Because when you go into battle, oftentimes, especially here in America, you go into battle, we're going into some far-off country we've never been in before. That can be a frightening thing. Do we realize, brethren, as we battle today, we are in enemy terrain? That we are in the world? That we are in the world that the Bible says Satan is the prince of? That Satan is the god of? That we're here fighting, that this world is not our home? How many of you ever heard a soldier come back and say, man, I was in Afghanistan, man, I just loved it there, I just wanted to stay. Not one soul that would say that. But how many Christian soldiers in the world today say that? And they're like Demas and they go back into this present world having loved it. The Bible says we're in the world, we're not of the world. John said, love not the world. For in it's what? The lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We have to know the terrain in which we are in. We have to know that this world is not our home. But brethren, we need to be able to see our weapon as well. That sword of the Spirit, as I said a moment ago, we got to see a good illustration of one just a moment ago. Could you imagine being handed an AK-47 and you can't see anything? You're told to go out and use it? We got to handle aright the word of truth. Amen. We've got to be able to see God's word, know what it teaches, understand it, and to the best of our ability, go out and preach it to the world. Because the world's lost and dying in sin. Sin will send an individual soul to hell. There's lost people out there right now. This whole world, this whole life in which we are, this is a battle between God and Satan for the souls of men. Remember what Satan said to God when in Job chapter 1? What did he do? I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He walked up and said, God, I've got the whole world in my hip pocket. And I'm here to rub it in your face. Have you considered my servant Job? Can God say that about us? Can God say, have you considered my servant Heath? Have you considered my soldier Heath? In other words, the whole point of that is God saying, no, I can prove you wrong right now. There's Job. We have to put on that armor. We have to look in that spiritual mirror. We have to know where do we have to see to do all these things. We look and try to understand and realize. Brethren, not only that, but we also need to be able to see our banner. Oh, we know the history of the Star-Spangled Banner very well, don't we? Oh, that flag that just stayed through the whole battle and what they looked at and inspired them and encouraged them to press on. Brethren, we have to look up and see and understand that banner of truth, that banner of righteousness. Oh, we live in the world today where people say there is no truth. If you want to be a purple polka-dotted unicorn, you can be. That's not the way it is at all. And we have a sword to brandish and defend that banner. And we use our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to go out and fight. And fight with every fiber of our being. And to make sure that we have those spiritual eyes which we can look out and discern and know and realize that this is really the truth and it's that on which we have to stand. Because the day will come when we will stand and give judgment for the way we handled the truth, the way we saw it, and the way we defended it. We must always realize, brethren, that we have those eyes, that we serve a wonderful Savior, that we serve deity who chose to leave the glories of heaven and die for you and me. And when we see that, when we see that with our spiritual eyes, when we look up and see our commander and know what he has desired for us to do and know what we must do, then brethren, we will do well. My final point is, brethren, we must also be able to see the enemy's devices. We've got to be able to see the weapons of the enemy. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an oxymoron here. One of the enemy's greatest weapons is our very eyes. As was mentioned a moment ago, the Bible says, you know, the Bible teaches that, you know, there are things we are not to look upon. Why? Because once again, when you look upon it, when you gaze upon it, you put it into your heart, as Brother Nelson mentioned a moment ago. And I'll tell you this, brethren, what comes out of a man, Jesus says, that's what defiles a man. Whatever you put down in a well, that's what you're going to pull back up out of the bucket. It's the same way with what we look at. Satan's devices, he uses our very eyes. He uses some of those very things that we can use for ourselves to help ourselves spiritually to go against us. And I tell you this, brethren, be careful what you see. Because we are watchmen. John chapter 4, verse 35. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. And I'll tell you this, brethren. We must lift up our eyes. And we must fight. Because people's eternal destiny depends on it.